In the face of sharp warnings from the Bush administration, Israel is pulling its tanks out of the West Bank city of Ramallah. The withdrawal coincided with the arrival in the region of Special Middle East Envoy Anthony Zinni. Secretary of State Colin Powell, in a telephone call, urged Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to end its occupation of all areas under control of the Palestinian Authority. Zinni has already met with Sharon and is meeting with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat today in Ramallah. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. What about this withdrawal, Peter? Is Israel meeting the U.S. demand for a pullout?
Well, Bob, the order to redeploy has been given. Tanks have pulled out of Ramallah, according to witnesses, and we're talking about a siege here that involved 150 tanks, more or less, the biggest ground operation since the war in Lebanon. But they didn't go far. The forces remain in a cordon around the city, and military officials say troops and tanks are still around areas in the West Bank, such as Jenin, Nablus, Bethlehem, Hebron. There were more Palestinians killed today, while Israelis are pondering another mine attack that ripped into an Israeli tank, killing three soldiers. That was yesterday. The Bush administration wants Israel completely out of the territories in hopes of creating a more positive environment for Anthony Zinni, who just got here and is beginning an open-ended mission in the region.
During an earlier Zinni mission, there was a series of Palestinian suicide attacks. Are there fears that could repeat itself?
There are. Palestinians are extremely upset about these latest military actions by Israel. Palestinian lawmaker Saeb Erekat said today it's unacceptable to think that Israel can, in his words, terrorize civilians, destroy infrastructure such as roads, water, sewer, electricity, and then be given credit simply for stopping. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is calling the pullout itself a trick, in his words. The Israelis view their actions as purely defensive, an effort to disarm and incapacitate these gunmen and bombers who've carried out attacks against soldiers, settlers, and civilians within Israel itself. But the Palestinian military wings, including more and more Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement's armed faction, have vowed retaliation, and there is a sense that more violence could be on the way.
What chances are the two sides giving this Zinni mission?
Well, the most recent diplomatic calibration from Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres, who is, of course, a tireless advocate of the peace process and a negotiated settlement, is that there is, quote, more than a small chance for a ceasefire, hardly a ringing note of optimism. The key problem, of course, is that Sharon remains focused on ending the violence, and of course, the Palestinians are looking more for political progress, and some moderate Israelis have that view as well. Palestinians in particular believe that calling a ceasefire now with no change in the occupation of their territories is handing a victory to Sharon. On the other hand, many on the Israeli right say granting concessions while the bombs are going off and mortars are going off is telling terrorists that violence works.
Vice President Dick Cheney is also in the region, a tour that's taking him to 11 nations. He's on an aircraft carrier today, isn't he?
He is. He's somewhere in the North Arabian Sea visiting the USS John Stennis. He also visited troops in Egypt on Wednesday. He's acting a little bit more like the defense secretary who was making the tour of the troops during the Gulf War back over a decade ago. The issue for him most recently has been offering assistance to Yemen, where they're looking for U.S. aid and training in terms of cracking down on terrorist cells there. He's also visiting Oman, where there are strategic airfields that could be very useful if the U.S. does launch a further round of conflict aimed at Iraq or some other nation. And of course, as he has expected, he's hearing on every stop about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, and the message seems to be that if he wants to pursue an agenda against Iraq that could destabilize the region, and he also should be pursuing something on the lines of bringing peace to the Middle East.
Cheney is due in Israel soon. Will that boost the chances for a ceasefire?
Well, there's always some hope, simply because the two Americans are in the region, and everyone here always perks up their ears and gets a little bit more interested whenever the U.S. gets more engaged in the Middle East peace process. Now, having said that, there's, of course, a long way to go to reach a ceasefire from this level of distrust, which seems extremely low, even by the standards here. And the analysts here say that on the one hand, it is critical to see some progress toward a ceasefire and maybe even towards implementing the Mitchell peace plan. But the real test of any peace process will be how long it lasts, certainly starting with a ceasefire. So the real key will be what happens after Mr. Cheney goes back to Washington, and we'll see what Mr. Zinni can achieve.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.